This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is where ideas go to be turned into beautiful websites.
You can showcase your work, your blog, sell products and services with just a few clicks.
And there's nothing to install, patch, or upgrade ever. It is the closest thing to magic that we have in today's world.
Wow. Head to squarespace.com/spilled for a free trial.
And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code SPILLED to get 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have it.
But you're still not acknowledging the fact that you said we need spoons while sitting in front of a spoon.
It's true. It's true. I was looking at the top of the Cool Whip container. Spoiler alert, that's what we're talking about today.
Oh, Cool today's Whip. Episode is about Cool Whip.
And I was looking, it's got this, like, it's like a wheel that's split up into segments that tells you all the things you can do with Cool Whip, like top hot chocolate, make delicious smoothies. Make breakfast extraordinary. Eat like ice cream and dip with fruit. Eat like ice cream is grammatically troubling to me. Like,
is like moves like Jagger.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
No, I like it because I like it when something gives you permission to do the thing that you know you want to do, but maybe feel like you shouldn't.
Yeah.
And in this case, that would be. I mean, that we were going to do that
anyway.
Do you
have these, like, shouldn't feelings about Cool Whip?
I guess I do, because should we go into a little memory lane?
Yeah, and then I want to eat it.
Yeah, because this was one of the things that my mom thought was really gross and would never buy.
Me
and
too.
So of course I thought, it's probably pretty good. Oh yeah. No, I'm on board with this. Molly's like opening each tub of Cool Whip and then kind of glaring at it, giving
it
a horrified
Oreo
glare.
The Oreo one had like these weird, like a weird liquid that has like
seeped out.
Yeah, what do you call that in scientific terms? Like when it comes out of emulsion.
A broken sauce. Eluent, something like that.
It expectorated itself. Out of the emulsion.
Yes.
It spat itself.
Yes, it spackled itself out of the emulsion. I mean, this looks a lot like a can of spackle. I'm sure I'm not the first person to observe this.
Okay. Anyway, memory lane. So
do you ever spackle?
No.
I love spackling.
I've only spackled once, and it was pretty cool. I mean, you know, you get to use that cool like trowel thing.
Yes, you get to use the trowel thing. It's like you're fixing something that seems like it would be hard to fix, and yet you basically just use peanut butter to fix it. And it's the same feeling that I get from opening a new jar of peanut butter, and you see like the perfectly unbroken surface.
Do you have any holes that need spackling? And can we try putting Cool Whip in them?
I mean, we could make a hole. It's easy to make a hole. Molly's looking around to see which wall of mine she can punch a hole in.
Anyway, no. So wait, Matthew, if your mom didn't buy this as a kid, how did you come to know of Cool Whip?
I don't know when. I mean, I'm sure I did come across it and eat it as a kid, but I think I maybe didn't know that that's what I was getting as opposed to whipped cream.
Yeah, I think that I encountered it at friends' houses. It was kind of like, you know, like when I would go over to my friend Jennifer's house and her family always had Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yes. Oh, God, I loved going to Jennifer's house for that reason.
Anyway, but I don't think Jennifer's family had Cool Whip. Maybe they did. But it was like one of those things I saw in other people's houses that was not allowed in my house.
Did you ever have the situation where like there was a thing at a friend's house that you didn't have at your house? And so whenever you went to that friend's house, you were like over eager to do that thing. And to the extent that your friend was like, I do that all the time. Can we do something else?
Well, yeah, Cinnamon like, Toast Crunch.
Right. I had a friend who had like all the cool video games. And
yes.
Of course, he played them all the time. And yeah. Whenever I went to go, can we play, you know, yeah, Donkey Kong, whatever?
Jennifer had The Legend of Zelda.
Yes.
And I only had Super Mario Brothers 1. And then mm-hmm. later I got 2 and 3. Nobody remembers Super Mario Brothers 2. It's pretty forgettable.
Well,
whereas 3 had the princess.
Well, it's 2 had the princess. Also, you could play as the princess.
Really?
Yeah.
But she wasn't like cute. Like I didn't want to be her.
I did because she was the one who could jump and then like hover in the air. I always played as Princess Peach.
That was, God, I thought that was the third one.
No, the third one is the one where you go, you like move around the map and like enter a like world 1-1 on the map.
That was my favorite one.
Yes. Oh, Super Mario 3 is a stone cold classic.
Oh, cool. Do you have a Nintendo system anymore?
No, but I have an emulator on my computer so I can play Super Mario 3 anytime I want.
What's the best thing
about being a grown up.
What's an emulator?
An emulator is software you install on your computer to make it behave like a different computer.
Wow. Do you have a little like an old Nintendo controller?
Sure. Do.
And you hook that up to your computer?
Sure do.
Are you serious?
I am. I have never been more serious about anything.
Man,
do you
want to
cancel the episode
over.
And just play Super Mario 3 for
can
the next
play,
6 hours?
Can we play after this?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, Matt, you've been holding out on me for like the almost 9 years of this show.
I didn't know. I mean, there might not have been a show because you would just have come over and be like, hey, Matthew, can we play Super Mario 3 again?
And I'd
be like,
man.
I mean, I can play at any time, but sure.
Oh, my God, this is so cool. Okay, well, anyway.
I don't have any Cinnamon Toast Crunch, though, but I do have Cool Whip.
Okay, but anyway, I really don't know which friend of mine had Cool Whip or, like, if it showed up at, like, a picnic or something.
Uninvited.
Just waddled its way in like the Hawaiian Punch guy.
Oh, yeah, or the
Who was always crashing through walls.
Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, the Kool-Aid Man.
I was racking my brain, like, was there a Hawaiian Punch guy who just... He was the guy who was like, do you want some Hawaiian Punch? And you said yes, and then he punches you.
That's like a Hertz donut.
I hate that guy. Yes.
Oh, the Kool-Aid Man.
But the Kool-Aid Man was cool, like, as long as you had insurance.
Geico.
I mean, when I was a kid, like, I didn't give a shit, like, if someone knocked a wall down, it's not my problem.
Anyway, okay. So I think we've both established that this is something we were not really allowed to have as children.
And now we're very excited to
now
get
we're
to
very
eat
excited.
It.
I had this puzzling moment last night talking to Ash, telling her that we were doing this episode today, and she was like, I don't like Cool Whip. And it kind of made me go, like, wait, does anybody not like Cool Whip? I mean, this was like an off limits thing for me
right.
as a kid that I'm sure is gonna taste too sweet to me
yeah,
now.
I mean,
but
I think if I tasted it side by side with whipped cream, I probably would strongly prefer the whipped cream, but I bet it's going to be good.
Let's see. I kind of wonder if it's going to just remind us of like the filling of a Twinkie.
Could be. I had a puzzling experience last night too, because last night we went shopping for Cool Whip together as like a fun activity for friends to do together. Usually we go shopping solo. Molly said this would be a pre-funk. And I'm like, is that a thing that people say?
Well, because we were going out to dinner afterward.
Right.
And so I was like, why don't I come over earlier and we can like pre-funk by shopping for Kool-Aid. And I mean,
Kool-Aid, there should have been like a Cool Whip mascot. There wasn't, was there?
I don't think so.
Who just like went around slathering people with non-dairy, or actually, no, it's not non-dairy, as we'll get to. With whipped
anyway, Matthew was like, what does pre-funk mean? And I had to send him a link to like the Urban Dictionary thing. And
yeah, it was
so
really embarrassing.
Like, do people really say we're going to pre-funk?
You said it. You can't say it. And
well,
then
I said it. Ironically, to like be one of the kids.
I just realized I'm really hungry and probably eating a bunch of Cool Whip on an empty stomach is going to make me feel worse. But let's do it anyway.
Okay, can we just taste some first before we get into talking about what this is? Oh, we're going to eat it like ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah, it is definitely too sweet.
I love it.
But yeah,
what is not to love
about
this?
It's less greasy than I expected.
It leaves a nice aftertaste in my mouth.
It does, yeah. I was afraid there was going to be like a weird aftertaste. Good work, Chemical Brothers, or whoever invented this. Mmm. Oh, I like that one better. We're tasting now the extra creamy. Mm. Maybe we're not going to let people in on what we're doing this episode. We're just going to sit around, eat Cool Whip, and go,
These are so good.
Yeah.
Now, I'm scared of this one because this one is expectorated.
With the exudate. Is that the word?
Exudate! Exudate!
Oh, it can't happen. Mm. This one has Oreo chunks in it. This is fantastic.
Oh my god! I totally want to eat this.
This is so good.
I'm gonna make myself so ill.
I mean, would it be different from eating a mousse or a pudding?
Oh, oh my god! This is so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez.
To be fair, anything with Oreo chunks in it is good, but this is especially good.
Oh my god.
I've said it before that I think pudding may be better than ice cream, mm-hmm. and I have often been disappointed by cookies and cream ice cream that didn't have enough cookie flavor, and this is, like, better than most cookies and cream ice creams I've had. Oh, Molly's dipping a strawberry. Things are getting real sexy. Mm-hmm. and then once you heard that sound, they got much less so.
Oh, my God, this is so good.
Mm.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, I'm going to cry.
So my mom was right about most things, but she was wrong about this.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Think it, dream it, make it with Squarespace. And you know what I've always said about Squarespace?
What? I can't
wait. It's the closest thing to magic that we have in today's world.
So, okay. So how does this work exactly?
Okay. It works. You have an idea. Okay. Like, say you want to start a magic store.
Do you need a wand? Do you need an owl?
Yes. Anyone with a wand and an owl or without those things can go to squarespace.com/spilled and create a beautiful website, whether it's for a magic store, like a wand store, like Ollivander's. Is that what it's called?
I was about to call it Ollivander's.
What was the pet store?
Oh, I haven't gotten that far.
Anyway, like whatever part of Diagon Alley you would have your shop on.
Yeah.
You can put it on the web with Squarespace.
Or
it's
going to
be easy.
Maybe you want to make like your own Hermione fan page.
Yes, this is something you could for sure actually do because, well, magic is not real. Harry Potter fandom is very real.
Yes. So anyway, you can do this by going to squarespace.com/spilled. You can get a free trial that way. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code spilled to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/spilled, offer code spilled. This episode is brought to you by Plated. Plated is a meal kit delivery service that delivers everything you need to cook amazing seasonal dishes, including the step-by-step recipe cards and pre-portioned ingredients, right to your door. Now, let me say a few things to you. Queso fundido chicken burgers, Thai beef lettuce wraps, garlic basil shrimp and grits with cherry tomato sauce, bok choy fried rice with summer squash. If you were signed up for Plated, those are the kinds of things you would be cooking already this summer. And it is not too late because we're going to offer you 25% off Plated for your first 4 weeks. That's an enormous savings. And Plated is so much fun. Here's what I like about it. In the summertime, I don't want to be thinking about what to make for dinner. I like to cook, but I want to do something simple. I want it to taste great. And I don't want to have to peek into the fridge and say, oh, you know, we've got like half a lettuce and, you know, a little bit of ground beef. Forget it. I want Plated to deliver me a box that's beautifully packaged and has everything I need to make a great meal, like the Thai beef lettuce wraps that I made for dinner for my family last night. And boy, we ate every single bit of those things. So to get started, go to plated.com/redeem and use the promo code MILK to get 25% off your first 4 weeks. That's plated.com/redeem and use the promo code MILK for 25% off your first 4 weeks.
Hey, let's talk about what is this anyway.
Please.
Okay, so the original flavor, which is right here in front of us, is made of water, hydrogenated vegetable oil, including coconut and palm kernel oils, high fructose corn syrup, skim milk, light cream, sodium caseinate, natural and artificial flavors, xanthan and guar gums, and a bunch of other stuff that I didn't even write down because it was too much stuff.
Oh, yeah, modified food starch, polysorbate 80, sorbitan monostearate, sodium polyphosphate, and beta carotene for color. It has no color.
I feel like this is a perfectly engineered food product.
I think it might
though.
Be.
I mean, this may be our most engineered food product.
It's engineered to within an inch of its life. and two within an inch of our line. I definitely like the extra creamy much better than the original.
Really? Much better? Hold on. I'm gonna start over again. The original does have a real marshmallowy flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it sure does. Yeah, the extra creamy just reminds me more of actual
cream. Oh, God, it's so good. Yeah. The extra creamy really is extra good.
Can I dip a strawberry in the Oreo one?
Sure.
Am I allowed to do that?
Yeah, the egg sudate is freaking me out. Do you want to get like a paper towel and blot it up? Like,
well, I could stir it in.
Oh, God, no, don't stir it in. Oh, God. Oh, you didn't stir it all in. It's like pooling over here.
I'm fine with it.
Oh, God. It's like... like when you don't stir the yogurt up well enough and the whey mm-hmm. or yogurt water separates from
that
it.
That does freak me out.
Okay. Anyway, some people just call this stuff whipped cream, to which I say, read the ingredients, weirdos. But anyway, Kraft calls this a whipped topping. What's interesting about it is it does not require whipping. It's pre-whipped, I suppose, and it maintains its texture without melting.
If it required whipping, it would be called a whipping topping, like whipping cream.
Or like a whipping boy.
Yes, it would be just like that.
You buy this when you're feeling angry and you whip
it. It's a scapegoat, but it contains no actual goat, except for the extra goaty one.
Anyway, here's where things get confusing. Uh-huh. So this is sold in plastic tubs in the freezer section, and then you defrost it in the fridge before you
serve.
I have
to start closing these up, or I'm going to literally eat a whole tub.
Seriously, I've never seen you go this all in on almost anything that we eat on the show. Anyway, so as I was doing the research for this show, I realized that I didn't realize that this stuff was sold in the freezer section.
I did know that, but I didn't know what part of the freezer case because I'd never bought it before.
And I also think I thought that it also came in a canister, like Ready Whip. You quickly disabused me of this misunderstanding.
Oh, right, because you wanted to put something about Whippets on the agenda.
Yeah, and you were like,
that's
Ready.
You can't do Whippets with Cool Whip because it's not compressed gas.
Well, so there was a period of time when I think Kraft tried to deal with this issue of like how to make Cool Whip pipeable.
Oh,
because
right.
So they sold this thing called a swiggle. Not to be confused with a squiggle. Swiggle, and it looked like a
Wait,
bellows.
Not to be confused with just the word squiggle, or was there another product called a squiggle?
No, not to be confused with the word squiggle.
Okay,
so swiggle. It looked like a bellows, but it was cylindrical. So it kind of looked like. Have you ever used one of those like bike or those air pumps you step on?
Yeah, absolutely.
So it looked like that.
Did it have like a foot pedal thing?
No.
Like for filling up an air mattress?
Wouldn't that be amazing? No, it had like a piping tip at one end.
What if you filled an air mattress with Cool Whip? What if?
God, well, I also kind of just wonder what happens, like, especially because your apartment where we do our taping gets quite warm in the summer. What would happen to this if you just left it out all day in the sun?
I have a prediction.
Does it evaporate like dry ice?
Oh, I think like it doesn't change. It just gets warm because it just has so many stabilizers in it. And like, but as it gets warmer, it gets weirder and weirder.
Yeah.
That's my guess.
I'm kind of curious to try it.
Yeah.
But also I don't want to because
we
now I don't
want to put it in the oven.
I don't want to ruin the magic that is
know,
Cool Whip
yeah.
for me now. So anyway, so basically, here, can I give you a little bit more history?
Please.
This stuff just celebrated its 50th birthday.
Not the one we bought.
No. This was introduced in 1966 by a division of General Foods, which is now part of Kraft. And it was invented by the same guy who invented Pop Rocks, Tang, and Kwikset Jell-O.
I think we mentioned that on the Tang episode.
Oh, really?
That he was the Cool Whip guy. No, I'm not saying you shouldn't have mentioned it again. Like, we should be celebrating this guy whose name you didn't write down often.
Anyway.
Good work. Cool guy.
Anyway, this was a big deal.
I think his name was Tor Cool Guy. That is a joke for like three people.
Cool Whip was a big deal because it was ready to serve,
mm-hmm.
pre-whipped, and it was also shelf stable. I mean, this stuff will keep in the fridge, it says, for 2 weeks, which is far longer than whipped cream.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I was wondering that, like whether I should wait to take it out of the freezer till like the morning of the episode. Like, but No.
So anyway, it's now the most consumed brand of whipped topping in the U.S. Ready Whip is second.
Okay. How do you think it compares? Do you think, like, does it vastly outsell, like, but whipping cream that gets whipped into cream? Probably does, doesn't it?
You think it does? Oh, I have no idea. I should
think, like,
have
if you exclude
that.
Like industrial whippages, I think for home use it probably does, but that's just a guess.
Oh, wow. Gosh, maybe a listener will look this up for us.
Great.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, it comes in the flavors original, extra creamy. The extra creamy, I think, contains some actual cream.
I think the regular also did.
Oh, made with real cream, says the extra creamy.
Oh, but the first ingredient in the extra creamy is skim milk. What's the first ingredient?
Water.
Okay. So that
would
explain.
Is the first ingredient in the original. So original extra creamy light, which we did not try because I feel sad about that. Free, which is fat free.
Wait, it's literally called Cool Whip Free.
Yes.
Do you think there's a problem with people walking off with it from the store and being like, what? It said free.
I hope so. I feel like this stuff should be removed from the shelves. But I have issues with fat free foods.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway. Okay. And sugar free. Which, of course,
and you deal with those issues by shoplifting them.
Yes. Anyway, it has seasonal flavors.
Oh.
Okay. So in 2011.
A candy cane?
In 2011, they
pumpkin
introduced.
Pumpkin spice?
Shut up. In 2011, they introduced French vanilla, chocolate, and sweet cinnamon.
What the fuck seasons are those?
Anyway. In 2016, they introduced strawberry and peppermint.
Okay.
And then in 2017, cheesecake. When is cheesecake season?
Wait, these are not seasonal flavors, with the possible exception.
But they call them seasonal flavors.
I mean,
the strawberry one,
summer,
peppermint, winter,
cinnamon, maybe fall,
cheesecake.
No.
Anyway, they also sell a mix-ins line that includes brownie and Oreo flavors. The Oreo being what we have today,
and it also being the best thing ever.
The best thing ever. Yeah. Anyway, hold on. I have one other thing to say.
Yes.
So I spent a while on the Kraft website because often when I'm researching like products for the show, the actual company website yields all kinds of ridiculous nonsense. Like,
oh, yeah.
The Pringles episode when like...
Wow, you can stack Pringles.
Wow, you can stack Pringles.com. I'm here to say Kraft needs a new website.
Oh.
I mean, this
have they considered site, Squarespace?
This site is like broken.
Uh-huh.
And also, I want to know, what does this mean? This is Kraft's slogan, family greatly.
No.
That's its slogan.
It's no.
Yes. Look it up, Matthew.
All right.
I also tried to watch some of the Cool Whip like recipe videos, like where you use Cool Whip in a thing, and they were like too depressing for me to even want to talk about here.
Like what kind of thing? Because now that you know how good Cool Whip is, would you possibly change your tune?
Well, no, because I would just buy Cool Whip and eat Cool Whip. I wouldn't like make it into like a trifle or something.
Ow, that was my foot.
I'm sorry.
but you can use it to make breakfast extraordinary, layer in desserts, make smoothies delicious, eat like ice cream. It sounds like you just want to eat it like ice cream. Listeners, Molly's foot is still on my foot. Also, I have a message for you from Kraft. There's no rule book for how to family anymore. No one perfect way, just your way. And we think that's a great way. So do what you do. Family how you family. As long as you're doing it with love and conviction, we'll always have your back. I feel like I'm at
what
a poetry slam. Like a corporate poetry slam.
Hold on, keep going.
Oh my God. I want to go to a corporate poetry slam.
Keep going.
Read more. No, it gets much more boring after that.
No,
for 100 years, Kraft has been committed to understanding what matters most to each generation of families we serve. And what matters most to this generation is like eating fake whipped cream out of a tub.
But hold on.
Oh no.
Do they explain family greatly?
Everything we make is made to help you family greatly. All one word with no space.
Ah!
Hashtag family greatly. Oh my God. And then there's a terrifying picture of a kid whose face is smeared with food.
I told you this website is, I mean, Kraft is making plenty of money. They can afford a new website.
I know, right? Mm. But I know how they could get 10% off.
And a free trial.
Yes. So, wow. My world has been rocked. Mm-hmm. I'm familying greatly by myself.
Do you remember in
Does
singles?
Does family greatly mean like be fruitful and multiply?
I think so. Yeah. Be a good help meet.
What?
So on and so forth. No, I'm just riffing. You've heard that phrase, though, right?
Be a good helpmeet?
Oh, yes. It's like a thing that, Christian wives are supposed to be to their husbands. They are supposed to be
Is that, how do you spell helpmeet?
I think helpmeet, M-E-E-T.
Not M-E-A-T.
No.
Okay.
No. No, it's that you're supposed to basically assist your husband. You're supposed to be his source of love and support as he goes out and does manly things unilaterally on behalf of your family.
Right. You're supposed to be like his sharing economy support worker, his Uber driver.
His sperm depository.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard this bullshit, but I was not familiar with the term helpmeet.
I have unfortunately attended a wedding.
Oh, I unfortunately attended a wedding too. It was one of the worst experiences of my life.
No.
I'm serious.
Where the bride was told or was like asked to agree to be a helpmeet.
No. I also attended a wedding with some horrible misogynistic bullshit involved.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, so family greatly, everybody.
But you can fix all that stuff by slathering it thickly with Cool Whip. Hashtag family greatly. This episode was brought to you by Plated, the meal kit delivery service that offers 20 weekly seasonally inspired recipes, including some great vegetarian options like bok choy fried rice with summer squash and broccolini grilled cheese with white cheddar and pepperoncini. To get your box, go to plated.com/redeem and use the promo code MILK to get 25% off your first 4 weeks. Unbox summertime. Make it perfect with Plated. It would be pretty cool if weddings had corporate sponsorship.
Maybe I'll try that for my next wedding.
Okay.
Whenever that is.
All right.
Who do you think I should get to sponsor me?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, who do you think I should marry? I mean, definitely a royal of one kind or another.
Oh, yes.
Everyone wants a royal wedding.
Everyone wants a royal wedding.
You could wear a dress with a train longer than an actual train.
Could I get the train to, could I get my veil to like evoke all the different like native plants of the British Commonwealth?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Like,
because I think hers did something like that.
Oh no, then you have to do something different. Yours could evoke like all of the traditional baked goods.
We have not established
who you're marrying.
Well,
doesn't matter as long as you have a royal wedding. You can marry Lord.
We've not established
and
who
the theme for the wedding can be
is.
Royals.
Who's my corporate sponsor?
Oh, I mean, I guess cool I was
whip.
Thinking craft like.
Cool Whip.
You know, family, hashtag marry greatly.
Marry greatly.
And then you get a title like the Marquess of Craftlandia.
Okay.
Still,
what about Craftasia?
Oh, wow. It sort of sounds like you're being given Asia, though, and I don't like that at all.
But it reminds me of the NeverEnding Story, like toward the end when Bastion is riding on Falcor and they're flying over Fantasia and that music is playing that's like, dee, 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 dee. Anyway.
I also like the part where he was riding on Falco and Rock Me Amadeus was playing.
I've told you that as a kid, I thought that song said, fuck me Amadeus.
Yes.
I had a babysitter who told me that, actually.
Hashtag family greatly.
Great. Let's be done.
When I was a kid, I saw the movie Amadeus, and it was very disturbing.
I've never seen it.
Oh,
was it with Jeremy Irons?
It was with F. Murray Abraham and Tom. Everyone's yelling at their phone listening device right now, and a guy named Tom.
But wait,
I don't think
Cruz.
No.
Also,
it could turn out that Jeremy Irons was in it, and
I
I'm about
Jeremy
to say
Jeremy Irons was in it. Jeremy
Fuck,
Irons,
you vamp.
Jeremy
I'm looking up.
Jeremy Irons, so sexy.
Jeremy Irons is terrific.
Oh, God, so sexy.
Probably he will have been implicated in some kind of scandal by the time you hear this.
Oh, jeez.
Cast. I do not see Jeremy Irons in this movie.
Darn.
F. Murray Abraham, Tom Hulse, Elizabeth Berridge.
Who is F. Murray Abraham?
Well, he played Salieri. Mozart's rival.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there's like a gory attempted suicide scene, and there's like
is there a horse head in the bed?
No, Mozart is kind of bawdy, which I found perplexing.
What do you mean by bawdy?
Oh, like he's like, you know, like trying to like get under petticoats and stuff. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The same kind of shit that men have always been implicated in.
Yeah, pretty much. I always love ending this show on a hopeful note.
Uh-huh. Well, like we said, just slather it up with cool. Oh, I was going to mention when I think of Cool Whip.
Oh, my God. Wait, I just noticed something. The extra creamy promises to be fridge fresh for 2 weeks. The Oreo mix-in, fridge fresh for 1 week.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm not very interesting, but no. I will try and keep that in mind, and because definitely I'm not going to eat the rest of the Oreo one before 1 day has elapsed.
Yeah,
I have encountered the greatest quantity of Cool Whip or similar shelf stable whip or fridge stable whip topping in the form of Hong Kong desserts. Like when you go to a Hong Kong bakery, and there are all these like that looks like kind of American classic American sheet cakes and decorated cakes, mm-hmm. but just have so much Cool Whip in them.
I wonder if it's actually
pretty good.
Do you think that like Cisco or one of those big companies sells its own Cool Whip?
I do, and I think there's actually also a brand that is produced in Hong Kong or Taiwan, probably.
Okay,
but yeah, there is, you know, there are tanker trucks of this stuff going around. I think
really like
vats. They're industrial vats.
Do you think that they're like cement mixers?
Yeah,
do you think that they've got like a little chute off the side where they can direct Cool Whip to wherever you need it?
Oh, maybe that like if you went out back of the QFC, you would see one of these cement mixers full of Cool Whip pull up and they're just
loaded into some sort of, Cool Whip drum in the bakery.
That's how they do the mix-ins.
Yeah. Yeah, like just pour it into the top of the cement mixer.
When I was a kid, I loved cement mixers so much.
Like, I thought they were so cool.
To see a cement mixer rolling down the highway with the thing turning. And like it's like mixing as
And then the chute off the side of it, and the fact that they can like direct it anywhere.
Yes, I certainly haven't learned to do that yet.
It's so cool. Okay, well, you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast.
And on the web at spilledmilkpodcast.com, where we'll post no recipe for anything.
No.
But probably a link to familygreatly.com, which I think was the real URL.
I think that I would love to know on Facebook how you family greatly, or what food to you means I'm familying greatly now.
Don't let them get away with this bullshit. No, okay, fine. It's fine.
Okay.
I want to know who Molly should marry in a royal wedding. And
I want
what,
to know who my corporate sponsor should be.
And who the corporate sponsor will be. Well, I think you should pick your corporate sponsor and then pick a spouse that fits with the corporate theme.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm sure listeners will have some ideas.
So, like, if your Kraft is your corporate sponsor, you should marry a craftsperson. Is like very crafty.
Hey, do you remember when you and I were both really into Friday Night Lights and we used to talk about Tim Riggins a lot on the show?
Is that who you want to marry in a royal wedding?
I mean, I feel like it's been so long since I was in touch with the Friday Night Lights part of myself.
But this is a made-up thing, so you could just marry like classic Riggins.
Can I marry Matt Saracen?
Sure, absolutely.
But can I like every now and then have Tim Riggins?
Yes, this is 2018.
Can it be like one of those scenarios where like I put a sign on the door when it's Tim Riggins' time of the month?
Oh my God, what would the sign say? clear eyes, full.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
I'm done here.
That was the closing joke. Instagram, podcast, etc. I'm Matthew Amster Burton.
I'm Molly Weisenberg. Do you think that we're going to die early from whatever's in this?
Mm-hmm.
From all the space-age polymers? Oh, you already turned on the show.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh, Matthew, turn it on.
I know. People, if I had a nickel for every time someone said, Matthew, turn it on,
yeah,
I would have a nickel.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.